Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings once again, my friends. So nice to have you here as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, our countdown year will also be our showcase feature. Every now and then I like to do that, so we can dig a little deeper into the weekend of our spotlight year. And we'll have lots of big bands today, as we'll have the top 10 hits and a few more from the third weekend of June in 1942. So it's going to be a fun show, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we are underway on this week's edition of Seems Like Old Times. And we'll start on the countdown this week, the Billboard sales chart. And record number 10 is the first of three versions of One Dozen Roses. Here's Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra.
Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in this item, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kinda think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Kinda think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
One dozen roses, one dozen roses, one dozen roses,
roses for the one I love.
There's another hit song from Dick Juergens, One Dozen Roses. Now, his orchestra had the original version make the charts back in April, but now the cover versions are flooding in. There, Glenn Gray and the Casalomas, featuring trombonist Pee Wee Hunt on the vocals, with a catchy spiritual arrangement that made it to number 8, the band's first top 10 in 2 years. Now, the Casalomas recorded that for Decca, and Dinah Shore did it for Victor, and she's at number 9.
In a little flower shop just east of Old Broadway, rushed a lad who only had time enough to say, give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't stand still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Thank you. times later, kind of think that there will, 'cause she's done something to me and my heart won't stand still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, send them to the one I love. One dozen roses, one dozen roses, one dozen roses for the one I love.
That's 25-year-old Tennessean Dinah Shore with her third top 10 of the year, One Dozen Roses. At number 9 this weekend in 1942, it would peak one spot higher. She was accompanied by the Leonard Joy Orchestra. Now, I mentioned at the start that was a Victor record. She had been on Bluebird, as had Glenn Miller and many other stars of the day. That was the bargain label of RCA. But with the outbreak of the Second World War, most of the stars have been shifted over to Victor. And indeed, there is a war going on here in June of 1942, and those still at home are having to do with less, as rationing has begun. It was gasoline for the eastern U.S. about a month ago, and we just started to round up scrap material. Earlier this week, President Roosevelt announced the start of the rubber drive.
Specifically, we don't know how much used rubber there is in your cellar, your barn, your stockroom, your garage, your attic. The only way to find out is to get the used rubber in where it can stand up and be counted. And that is precisely what we propose to do. We have asked the filling station operators, the thousands upon thousands of citizens who operate gas stations and garages from one end of the country to the other, to help. And they have generously and patriotically agreed to help, they and the oil companies which serve them. They have agreed to take the old rubber in and to pay for it at the standard rate of a penny a pound. Of one thing you can be sure, we are going to see to it that there's enough rubber to build the planes to bomb Tokyo and Berlin, enough rubber to build the tanks to crush the enemy wherever we may find him, enough rubber to win this war.
It was June 15th when President Roosevelt announced the beginning of the scrap rubber drive. Who knows for sure if those supplies really went for war material, because recycling was very slow and expensive and the product was inferior to virgin rubber. But if nothing else, it was an attempt to boost morale and giving those here at home a feeling that they're part of the fight. And as we get back to the music charts, of course we've got a lot of war-themed songs. The K. Kaiser Orchestra's got one at number 8.
Ever grew. his mother spoke the sweetest Glani to.
Johnny Doughboy from the road in Ireland,
in Ireland.
And she stole his heart with smiling eyes of blue.
He said, darling, 'tis my duty to make an American beauty
of a sweet Irish rose like you.
Speak of number 8 this weekend in 1942. That's the K. Kaiser Orchestra. Johnny Doughboy found a rose in Ireland. Vocal refrain by the Glee Club and the trumpet solo at the start from Merwin Bogue, best known as Ishka Bibble. That's the band's fourth straight top 10 hit with four more to come, including the million-selling Jingle Jangle Jingle, but that's not on the charts yet. However, the Merrimax version is.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
I got spurs
jingle,
that jingle, jingle.
As I go
jingle,
riding merrily,
as
along,
I go riding merrily.
And they
along
sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're single?
Sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And that
you're
song
single
ain't so very far
and
from
that song
wrong.
Ain't so very
oh, far. Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never failed.
I
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle.
As I go
jingle,
riding merrily
as
along,
I go riding merrily.
And they
along
sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single
ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
As I go riding merrily along,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Sally Jane, oh, Sally Jane. Though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
As I go riding merrily along,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann, oh, Mary Ann. Though we done some moonlight walking,
why I up and round. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle.
As I go riding merrily
along,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong. It's so very far from wrong.
It's so very far from wrong.
So jingle, jangle.
Out of Minneapolis, the Merrimax, brothers Joe, Ted, and Judd McMichael, and their girl singer, Marjorie Garland. Jingle, jangle, jingle, not in the national top 10 this week, but I see it's number 9 on the West Coast bestsellers chart this weekend in 42, and it's number 12 on the radio survey. And it's getting some nickels in the jukeboxes, too. It's June, minus 84 years, on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're in June of 1942 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and the news from the war has been grim. Especially on April 9th, when the Allies surrendered at Bataan. Filipino President Manuel Quezon left for the United States, gave $500,000 in gold to General Douglas MacArthur for his services, but then MacArthur was ordered by President Roosevelt to leave the islands. MacArthur wanted to stay and fight, but MacArthur did eventually obey orders and left Corregidor for Brisbane, Australia, with his wife and young son, after issuing a statement saying, among other things, "I shall return." Meanwhile, back on the Bataan Peninsula, 10,000 American troops and 60,000 Filipinos were taken prisoner of war by the Japanese. Allied troops were already short on food and were battling disease. Unprepared for the large number of prisoners, the Japanese forced the Allied troops to march 60 miles to the capital city of Balanga. Along the way, many were beaten or executed, while others died of heat or exhaustion. The abuse, starvation, disease, and death continued at the camp. The American people wouldn't learn about the Bataan Death March until January of 1944. But there was some good news on April 18th as Tokyo was bombed by 16 B-25s under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Doolittle. The fully loaded bombers had less than 500 feet to take off from the deck of the USS Hornet. The crew hit its target but did little material damage. But it boosted American morale and planted doubt in the minds of the Japanese, who were told they were invulnerable. And now, we're back to the countdown. Coming in at number 7 this weekend in 1942, Glenn Miller's orchestra, Skylark.
Someone's waiting to be kissed. Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lone Floyd, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
That's the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Skylark at number 7 this week in 1942. At its peak, and it featured Ray Eberle on the vocals. One of the few arrangements, and there were too few of them, that were not out of his range. Or at least at the high end of his range. It always seemed to make his voice sound strained and forced. At least in my humble opinion. Well, enough about my opinions. Let's go catch a show from this weekend in 1942. What's on Broadway? Here, 84 years ago. Long-running performances, Life with Father, over 1,100 shows now. My Sister Eileen and Arsenic and Old Lace, over 600. Now, similar to Arsenic and Old Lace, but definitely not a comedy, was Uncle Harry, with Joseph Schildkraut, Eva Le Gallien, and Adelaide Klein. Also playing Angel Street with Vincent Price and Judith Evelyn. For the lighthearted, Bly's Spirit from Noel Coward, that had Clifton Webb and Peggy Wood. And Junior Miss had Patricia Pearden. And the musicals, Best Foot Forward with Gil Stratton Jr., Rosemary Lane, and Nancy Walker in her debut. There's the review, Sons of Fun, a show that opened 2 weeks earlier by Jupiter from Rodgers and Hart. That starred Ray Bolger, Benet Venuta, Vera Ellen, and Constance Moore. And from Cole Porter, Let's Face It, with Danny Kaye and Eve Arden. It featured the song Everything I Love, and it's done here by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. Claude Thornhill Orchestra featuring Lillian Lane on Everything I Love. That was from the Broadway musical, Let's Face It, which was in production this weekend in 1942.
Old Dobbin, back in the horse and buggy days, never got more loving care than most of us are giving our cars these days. There's a lot of satisfaction in stopping at the sign of the Flying Red Horse and getting your car groomed for the long pull ahead. Dirty your faulty spark plugs, for instance, can waste more than 1 out of every 10 gallons of gasoline. Spark plugs should be cleaned and recapped at least once every 5,000 miles. Better drive in this week and ask your friendly Mobil Gas or Mobil Oil dealer to inspect, clean, and regap your spark plugs or replace worn-out plugs. Properly adjusted spark plugs will make your car operate more smoothly, restore lagging power, and they'll actually help you save gasoline. Well, saving gasoline means saving money. So drive in today or tomorrow at the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
Well, let's give you a bonus tune on the charts from this weekend. Here are the Andrews Sisters with Three Little Sisters.
There were three little sisters, and each one only in her teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the Marines. were the fairest, from Iceland to the Philippines. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said the lad from the Marines. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys came back someday. Now the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazines. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines. Three little sisters, two little sisters of mine, and each one was only in a teen. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor boy, and I loved the lad from the Marine. Oh, my two little sisters, they were the fairest of all, from Iceland right to the Philippines. So said the soldier, so said the sailor boy, so said the guy from the Marine. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys marched back someday. Now the three little sisters, the three
Three Little Sisters was at number 7 on the radio airplay chart this weekend, done there by Patti LaVerne and Maxine Andrews. Part of the soundtrack of June 1942 for today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today our spotlight year is also our showcase theme, the third weekend of June 1942. And in this segment, a couple of more bonus tunes, songs that aren't on the charts this week, but are worthy of our attention. First up, Harry James and the Orchestra and The Mole. Thank you. named after a character in the Dick Tracy comic strip. That's the Mole from the Harry James Orchestra, featuring Corky Corcoran on tenor sax. One of the new records in the music store here in June of 1942. And we'll have a couple of more from Harry James a little bit later in the countdown. Well, summer's on its way, and we need some reading material, so let's see what's hot at the bookstores. In fiction, there's The Keys of a Kingdom from A.J. Cronin, The Sun is My Undoing by Marguerite Steen, The High Window from Raymond Chandler, and The Song of Bernadette by Franz Werfel. Nonfiction, see here Private Hargrove, Marion Hargrove's lighthearted account of basic training. There's Cross Creek from Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, and Past Imperfect, the autobiography of actress Ilka Chase. And for the kids, the Little Golden Books have just been published, 12 of them. Each is 42 pages long and priced at 25 cents. Sales would reach 1.5 million copies within 5 months. And last week, June 12th, Billie Holiday made her first recording for the recently founded Capitol Records, a song written by Trummy Young with lyrics by Capitol founder Johnny Mercer. It's Travelin' Light. Billie Holiday and Travelin' Light with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, featuring the trombone solo of Skip Layton. Now, on the record label, she was credited only as Lady Day because she was still under contract with Columbia. So they decided to use the nickname that she was given by saxophonist Lester Young. And it was recorded on June 12, 1942. All right, let's get back to a swingin' tempo now with a little patriotic flavor. Here's Gene Krupa and Anita O'Day, Harlem on Parade.
In the distance, I heard a sound, the sound of marching men. I turned my head to view encore the bugle boy. And then Harlem soldiers on the move, see them marching in the groove. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade. With a smile they all perform in a full drape uniform. Everybody's here to cheer for Harlem on parade. When you hear the bugle blow, that's the time you're bound to know that the man behind the horn is as handy with the gun when there's fighting to be done. Every heart within the crowd beats it out with head unbowed. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade.
The great lineup from Gene Krupa's orchestra in 1942 with Roy Eldridge on trumpet and Anita O'Day at the microphone. That was Harlem on Parade. It didn't make the charts, but you may have had it in your personal collection. Here in June of 1942, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned that calendar back 84 years to June of 1942. And this year, the President of the United States, whom we've already heard from, is Franklin Roosevelt, the Vice President, Henry Wallace, and the population just under 135 million. And earlier this week, the President and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill met to discuss opening up a possible second front. As the Allies battle to stem dangerous Axis thrusts at the Russian and Egyptian fronts, guarding key Middle Eastern oil fields and communication lines. There's talk of a channel raid on Dieppe, a 6th Division lodgment at Cherbourg, and another in northern Norway, and also discussions of a proposed Anglo-American landing in French North Africa later in the year. Meanwhile, the Brits bombed Germany on the last day of May. Bad weather over Hamburg meant the alternative target Cologne is selected by Bomber Command for the first 1,000 night bomber raid of the war. The raid lasted about 75 minutes and destroyed 600 acres of built-up areas. Meanwhile, on the Russian front, the siege of Leningrad continues, and the siege of Sevastopol rages on. It's the premier port on the Black Sea. Nazi infantry and combat engineers are gaining ground slowly on their assault of the city, but the ferocious Russian defense forces Hitler to do something he doesn't want to, and that's delay the German summer offensive. We'll have more from the war later in the show, but now back to the countdown. We're up to number 6 this weekend in 1942. Our third and final version of One Dozen Roses. Here it's the Harry James Orchestra.
dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
That's the third top 10 record of the year for the Harry James Orchestra. At number 6 this weekend, with Jimmy Saunders on the vocals, One Dozen Roses. That would peak at number 4. Well, let's catch a picture from this weekend in 1942. See what Hollywood's offering up for the silver screen. Well, as we get settled in, maybe a newsreel and maybe a cartoon, like the latest from Popeye, Many Tanks. Soldier Bluto suckers Popeye into his place for drills. There's Hold That Lion, Please. A dim-witted lion tries to catch Bugs Bunny to prove he's still king of the jungle. And Daffy's Southern Exposure. Daffy Duck doesn't fly south for the winter, and he regrets it.
Food! Food! I'm starving! Nourishment! Give me some food! Oh, sustenance! Oh, sustenance! What are you laughing at? I'm really hungry.
Also on the early bill, there's Alias Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris, and Tarzan's New York Adventure, Johnny Weissmuller and Maureen O'Sullivan. Out west for Stardust on the Sage with Gene Autry, Roy Rogers and Romance on the Range. More from the west, The Great Man's Lady with Barbara Stanwyck and Joel McRae. The Spoilers has Marlena Dietrich, Randolph Scott, and John Wayne, and you'll find the Duke also in Old California. The Jungle Book comes to film, starring Sabu. There's Tortilla Flat with Spencer Tracy, Hedy Lamarr, and John Garfield. Hitchcock's Saboteur with Robert Cummings and Priscilla Lane. In Our Life has Betty Davis and Olivia de Havilland. This Above All stars Tyrone Power and Joan Fontaine. There's Ten Gentlemen from West Point with George Montgomery and Maureen O'Hara. And Mrs. Miniver would win 6 Oscars, including Best Picture, director William Wyler, and leading actress Greer Garson.
I gotta have a name for it.
Oh, you want me to name it for you?
No, man, I got a name for it. If you'll give me your permission.
Why, of course. But I want to
call it the Mrs. Miniver.
Oh.
If you'll pardon me, ma'am, I've watched you go in and out of town for years now, and you've always had time to stop and have a word with me, and I've always waited for you to come home, and you remind me of the flower. And I think it would be a very good name for my rose.
It's a lovely compliment, Mr. Ballard. I'd be very happy indeed to have you name your rose after me.
Let's go to the crime shows. The Falcon Takes Over with George Sanders. The Big Shot has Bogey and Irene Manning. This Gun for Hire, Veronica Lake and Alan Ladd. Larceny, Inc. with Edward G. Robinson. And Moontide stars Jean Gabin and Ida Lupino. And a couple of comedies. The Male Animal has Henry Fonda, Olivia de Havilland again, and Joan Leslie. And My Favorite Blonde with Bob Hope and Madeline Carroll.
Sit down.
Sit down?
Sit down.
Hey, wait a minute. What?
Shh, don't talk so loud.
I was shouting, wasn't I?
There's no time to lose. Do you know what it feels like to be followed and hounded and watched every second?
Well, I used to. Now I pay cash for everything.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
You've got to trust me.
I'm not through looking yet.
And you mustn't ask any questions.
I'm asking. I mean, I'm not asking.
My name's Karen Bentley. I can't tell you any more.
My name's Larry Haynes. There's no more to tell.
My Favorite Blonde in the vein of Hitchcock's 39 Steps with comedy. Now, there's also My Favorite Spy with Kay Kaiser. Also Ellen Drew and Jane Wyman. More musicals, Sweetheart of the Fleet, Joan Davis and Jinx Falkenberg. My Gal Sal has Rita Hayworth and Victor Mature. Ah, but the musical of the summer just come out. It's James Cagney as Georgian Cohan and Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I'm the kid that's all the handy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
Uncle Sam.
I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain, I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh, she's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh, say, can you see?
Anything about a Yankee, that's a pony.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA.
We'll ride the pony, Yankee Doodle, English Derby Day.
Trophies, broken records, every track and every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Swordsmen of the British House who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of sure things,
have your houses mortgaged, up your watches, pawn your rings,
and put it all on Yankee Doodle, Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's a Yankee Doodle dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. A real
James Cagney would win the Oscar for Best Actor for playing Georgian Cohan in Yankee Doodle Dandy. It became the biggest box office success for Warner Brothers and was the hit movie of the summer in 1942. My friends, be sure to check out the show website, oldtimesradio.com. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. And coming up after the break, more of the hit records from this weekend in 1942 on Seems Like Old Times.